Hello, guys. Welcome to the Loaf Lounge. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well, except... except that, yeah, I might need to go put some pants on.
Oh!
Can you scrap it for like a second?
Nah, it's fine. We're good here. We're good. I mean, you know, that's sneak peek to our OnlyFans. You know, you're gonna have the mayonnaise and the bread and you know the peanut butter and you know everything in the between. You know,
so that's true. Guess we can talk about these dumb semantics. Like,
yeah, we can.
This gigantic game. It looks like Smite to me, at least gameplay wise. So I would definitely consider that a MOBA.
Is it Smite? Let me see.
All right, guys.
Only based off the picture on Steam, it kind of looks like Smite.
The end of it.
I mean, it's good. It came out a long time ago. I'm glad that they brought it back out. So
it's interesting.
Have you ever seen it before? Have you played it before?
Never heard of it before until right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Came out like maybe 10 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
It came out right around the time that that Overwatch came out. That's why it failed.
Why is it mixed? Why is it mixed? Why? What did he do? Oh, why is it moved the FPS.
Yeah, some people are mad because of i3.
Yeah, that game could run on just about anything, honestly.
Yes. Interesting.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. Last time I remember playing it was pretty good.
Solid. Well, date the podcast, but we also recorded like 3 or 4 days ago. So what's going on with you guys?
Man, 3 or 4 days ago? Man, let's see. What happened the last 3 days?
More than three, no?
No, we did record on Friday. Today's Monday. Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, wasn't it?
Wait, it's 4 days. No, it was Friday.
Oh, okay.
Friday. Ooh.
When I get down on Friday, it's the weekend. It's weekend.
Friday. Weekend. Walk it out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hi.
I think I wear this shirt too often.
But I mean, nothing's really changed me on Sunday. You know, I have some big Lorcana tournaments coming up, so I'm pretty excited about that. I can always talk about Lorcanas. It was basically the store championships are coming out, which basically means that each store is having a big tournament for their store to give out some nice, pretty cards and mats. I feel pretty confident going into it. I'm playing a popular but unpopular deck because it's my version of the deck and not the version most people are playing. And I got first place in the last tournament I played in. So we'll see how it goes when the big boy tournaments come out. Just because everyone that's going to be in any tournaments is going to every tournament they can play before the big boys come out. So if I beat them, I'm pretty sure I can... you know, take away some good prizes. I'm pretty excited about that. So that's what I'm about.
Cool. I'm still just playing Stardew a lot. Very, very into my farming game.
What are you farming? Bitches and hoes?
You can. You definitely can if you want to.
But what are you farming?
Right now I'm farming something made up called Ancient Fruit because it makes the most money.
Did you know that the board game that they did is super nice to play? It's fun.
They did a board game.
Did you know that board game violates the Geneva Conventions?
What do you mean?
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
I'm being dead serious. The card for the hospital in the board game has a red cross in it, and it's not supposed to be a red cross.
Oh.
Okay. And what's the issue?
Look up what the Geneva Convention is. I don't want to explain it.
You mean in the game or in real life? Wait.
It's a thing in real life.
Ah.
Okay. They changed the sprites in the game.
So this is the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention are international humanitarian laws consisting of 4 treaties and 3 additional protocols that establish international legal standards for humanitarian treatment in war. The singular term Geneva Convention donates the agreement in 1949, which negotiated in the aftermath of the Second World War, which updated the terms of the 2 1929 treaties and added... Okay, basically, in a nutshell, it's basically how we treat non-combatants in war is essentially what it is. So basically, anyone that is like a civilian, what should happen and what shouldn't happen in war and how we treat it, basically. So I'm assuming the Red Cross is against it because the Red Cross is an actual...
Can I talk about current events?
I don't care. Talk about whatever you want. I'm just fucking chilling.
So I don't know how much you guys kept up with the news, but I believe, what's it called? Israel probably violated the Geneva Conventions the other day when they killed those food service workers.
Wait, what?
That's an example. I didn't hear about this. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, they lit up like some international food service workers that were just trying to give food to the Gazans. So yeah. Oh
shit. Killed 7 of them. Jesus.
And then they withdrew their help. So they got what they wanted, I guess, but the whole thing's pretty fucked up.
I mean, it's fucked up, but just reading it, it looks like they took internal actions against the 2 senior officers. But, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that they killed 7 people.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I think, you know, if we want to talk about stuff like that, I think both sides are wrong. That's just my own thing. You know, both done bad things, both have done good things. So
let me see how I see the world. It's neither black or white. It's gray. Both sides can do good and bad at the same time. Like you have beliefs as well that comes in. So if you believe in something and then you fight for that belief, you might do something technically bad against their beliefs. So complicated.
Honestly, I think basing an entire country off of a religion is stupid.
I mean, I think most countries do that, don't they? If you kind of think about it. Like, look at America.
I wouldn't say that most countries do that, but...
If you look at the Eastern countries, you know, there's genocide there because they're not a certain religion, so that bases off of religion. You look at the African countries, you know, there's a group of people that killed off because they're a certain religion. I think.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying religion's the problem, bro. That's what I'm saying. Not to get too.
I see 2 things.
Into it, but.
I mean, okay, 3 things. First, extremists. That's a problem. Second, I don't think it's necessarily religion the problem because. I think religion came in at a right moment for some people. Some people will say I'm a traitor because I am not really like a big, oh yeah, it exists. Oh yeah. Yes. No, I don't care. It's like, if it exists, good thing. Good for you. Like maybe the afterlife is what you believe in. Like maybe it's, think about that. But the other thing is, in a certain sense, I kind of do agree because there have been war with that and there's been like, it's been a problem at some, in some senses, like, we have some issue with that.
I don't know. The way I feel about it, man, I feel like, yes, there are some instances where religion can be good for some people. But I also think that it breeds extremism. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of problems with a lot of people involved with that stuff and the the corruption, I guess, within it. I think that it also has a lot to do with child exploitation.
Not just that, there's been some abuse.
People get killed over religion all the time. And I think that that's really stupid. And also just goes against the core belief at the end of the day. So it's just a bunch of hypocrisy.
There's two sides to the middle. I mean, there's to everything. Like, it's like saying, like, oh, yeah, you're fighting against something, for example, oh, well, the government is not fair, and the students are, like, fighting, and, like, they're doing strikes. Well, there's some people just going in there to do bullshit. Like, they're there to cause chaos. That's all. Like, there's some people that doesn't care really at all. Like, they're just there because they can. And that is a problem as well. But you cannot, like, control that. And, like, the only good side I say about, like, you always have, like, both sides. But, like I said earlier, I think since the day that we most people don't, like, believe or, like, in religion, any religions, is... Let me rephrase this. There has been more depressions, more people in depression, more people killing themselves since the time where we all believed and, like, went to the church or, like, have something to believe in, and, like, because indirectly it's the type of thing that make people believe in something, it make people want to continue because they believe in their God.
Is that true? Like, do you have, like, a source you could possibly show me on that? I'm not trying to, like...
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's just there's also more people than there used to be. So...
I mean, I don't know where, but over here, no. Over here, like, the depression is going up.
Well, in Canada, they also... Don't they allow, like, assisted suicide now or something? I think I read something about that.
No, bro.
I'll say this. I think, hold on. I think religion is substantially better for society than it is negative. For the fact that the negative always outshines the positive. Think about it. If you look at in this aspect, when you hear something negative, it sticks to you a lot longer than something positive does. That's why most reviews on just reviews in general, like Yelp or on, like, games or just things on life, you know, more negative things stick to you longer than positive things. That's just psychologically accurate. And I'm talking about any religion has negativity in it, you know? And I think it really comes down to the individual person more than the religion as a whole, just for the fact that each religion pretty much teaches the exact same thing, just in a different way. As someone who has explored multiple religions, I've read about multiple religions, I've read multiple religious books, I can say that a good portion of my lifestyle is based around some of the teachings that I have learned through that, right? So I think it's more about the individuality, and it's more about who the leadership is. So, for instance, in Christianity... There's a lot of people, you know, if you look through the history, Christianity has not done some good things. Look at the Crusades. The Crusade was done by, you know, Christian religious groups back, you know, when they were fighting the Muslims. But and of course, that religious war, you know, some will say is still today. But in hindsight, most people who are Muslim and most people who are Christians aren't doing kill on sight. Right. So. You do have some of the extremists who I would have to say most likely have very high mental issues. If you look at the quote unquote religious slayings that people do, you'll see a high correlation between people who are mentally ill without treatment and people who correlate it with, you know, religious aspects of it. On top of that, brainwashing, and of course, extremism, like we both said, anything that's done in the extreme regardless of what it is negative, right? If you, you know, even if you, like, for instance, let's say you extremely smoke cigarettes, you extremely watch anime, you extremely play games, anything you do extremely will eventually have an adverse effect on you. So, of course, if we look at just the extremities or how much extreme is on these, on the aspects, all we're going to see is negative, right?
I don't know if it's just the extremes, though. I mean... I don't know if I really want to put it in this podcast in particular, but I really don't like the direction that our country that you and I live in is going right now because of Christian nationalism.
Well, I don't think it's Christian nationalism. So let me follow up on that, and that's a good point. I don't think it's Christian nationalism. I think it's the weaponization of ignorance of people who are not intelligent and who use religion as a way to justify their means, right? I don't think it's the core group that Christianity as a whole is not negative, right? The book itself does not tell you to do the things that these people are doing.
Oh, I know that, but that could be said about all of the things that has been negative that has come from Christianity. I mean, I just sent a thing in our Discord chat about a couple of different things that have happened. But I mean, anyway,
let's be honest, humans are fucked up. That's all. That's there to it. I think it's people that takes that use a religion as their way of, like, just straight up, like, doing whatever they want, and that's it. Human abuse power. That's always been the case. Like, it's not new. So, I think it's just in general. It's not the religion itself. It's the people that use religion to do stuff. That's the problem. And the same goes. You said, like, oh, don't you guys have help for suicide? No, it's not everyone that can get that. Like, it's something that, for example, people with Alzheimer will be able to sign paper to, like, not, like, once they see that the person cannot take care of himself or herself because of that mental illness, they can get assist for that. And this is where you go in and you touch a little sensible line for me, because my grandmother had Alzheimer. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going into the personal life there. And I had to take care of her before she went into we could place her somewhere. And bro, it was something I think it would affect me for the rest of my life. Having to wake up at, like, every 2 hours because she don't remember, and, like, she wakes up in the night, having to tell her, telling me, like, where's my mom, where's my dad, and, like, and telling her, I'm your grandchild, come back to bed, and taking care of her because, like, we couldn't find a place to place her. It had been something, and I was working in the morning most of the time. So I am mostly if people have incurable sickness, well, they should be able to, like, have assistance when they're in no place to, like, think or, like, be able to do anything. Because I don't want my family around me to suffer if I ever someday have that. I don't want them to take care of me like that. I do think there's a middle line in, like, I'm sure there's some people that shouldn't have that, in the sense of, like, okay, I'm suicidal, or, like, there's something going on, and, like, it's temporary. Like, it's like there's always, it's situation by situation. It's like each situation is different, and which a lot of subject is the same. Like, with you said, for example, we talk about religion, but it's not always the same. Depends who you are as a person and what you do with it.
I think when it comes to I agree. First of all, I don't think he was trying to. I don't think Karrison was trying to attack you in any way or shape or form when he made that statement. I think he was trying to. I'm pretty sure he was trying to. I interrupted him. I'm pretty sure he was trying to move that into a direction of religion of how is this a suicide okay in religion? You know, the hypocrisy of it. I'm pretty sure what is what he was trying to move into. So I don't. Well, I'll let him explain it. Go ahead, Harrison. Sorry.
Sorry, I did get distracted for a second, so I missed a little bit of the beginning. So are we talking about assisted suicide right now?
Yeah. So basically, just to recap, Gabe was saying that basically he felt some kind of way about assisted suicide, and when you mentioned it, because his grandmother had Alzheimer's, and he knows the benefit that it could have for some people whenever they're past a point in their life that they don't, you know, the disease has taken over so much of their life that it is more of like a mercy, I guess you could say, than it is a tool to just do it out of, you know, depression or other kind of mental health issues.
Okay. I think when I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when I brought that up, I was just saying I saw something about Canada and like legalizing that.
Yes.
I could be wrong about that though.
There's a doctor fighting one of them. I know where they're running. They are fighting to like make it a real thing. Because like, no joke, like, from being someone who had to take care of someone that had Alzheimer's, I don't want to make people live the same.
I think
I won't suffer anymore, but they will.
I think how I feel about it is, like, you gotta use that in the most niche of circumstances where, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if I really agree with it 100% at all.
You cannot agree 100%. That's what I was saying earlier. It's like it's case by case. It's you. It's situation by situation. Each person has a different situation, and it depends what it is. Like if it's, for example, in my case, I said Alzheimer's. It's like you can right. The moment you have symptoms of Alzheimer's. You can sign the paper for when you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. If you're in a moment of like, you need to be placed, well, they can do that. You sign the paper. It's fine. Like, that's the point of the suicidal help. It's not about like, oh, I'm not feeling good in my life right now. Give it to me. No. Situation, each situation should be taken in consideration. And not every situation should be accepted.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't get abused, you know, I think that...
Everything in life will be abused by people. We are human.
True that. And that also goes back with that religion thing.
Well, that's why I said earlier, like, people will abuse religion to do the stuff they want to do.
I mean, people abuse non-religion to do things that they want to do. Yeah, the same.
Exactly. So humans are dumb.
It's a two-way streak, so...
It's a human problem.
Human problem. Oh, shit.
I think it's a lot worse than a human problem, to be honest with you. I think it's more of a... People have power and have had it for generations, and they just don't have any, you know... If they don't have any consequences for their actions, so to them we're just pawns, you know.
Well, so. Today we're touching a deep subject, like a touch subject as well. Like, shit.
I mean, it's fine. I like it.
Same.
It's interesting. Sorry, I'm trying to avoid having my mic on when I'm not talking because of the kit.
Does your echo cancellation on?
It is.
I mean, the kid. Look, man, viewers, if you got an issue with the kittens, you guys can fuck off. He's taking care of a kitten, a little itty bitty kitten, okay? So you don't have to watch this episode if you don't want to. Yeah. You can suck a dick.
Remember the awesome thing about like people taking care of an animal that was supposed to die? That was a kitten of like how many weeks? Tell me the dumbass.
When we found him, like 3 days.
3 days old? Bro, the fuck?
He got ditched.
So they're making him live his life.
Assisted living. There you go. It's assisted living.
Assisted living.
He's doing good now. But like, I don't know. This probably will only happen for like one or two more podcasts at best. Unless I just move him to a different room next time.
I mean, when they hit around 6 weeks, they should be fine. How old is he now?
It's about 3 weeks.
Yeah, about like two or three more weeks, he should be fine.
Yeah.
So.
Should be bitter.
Bro, you know it's crazy? You told me that cat took a huge shit that one day.
Yeah. Man.
Dang.
I was scared. I actually thought he was gonna pass, but he came back.
He took one of those shits, you know, where like you're holding on to like the side of the toilet and you're just there exhausted. You're just like, oh god, this is so
He really did, man. He has not shit like that since it was just. It's like he exploded.
He probably ate too much.
But thankfully, he's bounced back. So,
yeah.
It's good.
Man. But, I mean, we can go on a lighter topic if you guys want.
I don't care. We could talk about whatever.
You want to have a argument? Yeah. You're not black, you're white.
What?
Defend yourself. What you gonna do?
I don't. I can't disagree there.
Yeah, I know.
I subscribe to both.
You have the best of both worlds.
I exist, but unfortunately, society will just regard me as a black man, regardless. It's a thing.
Fuck them.
That I mean, it's the truth. It's weird. It's a weird experience being mixed, man.
You know what the worst is like, imagine like having both sides hating on you. It's kind of bad.
I know. No, I know. No, what people that aren't mixed don't get is that like, it's like you can't fully be a part of either group, if that makes any sense.
It's fine. I accept everyone, even people from other groups.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't care about that, but I'm just saying there are some, and unfortunately, there's still nowadays ways where people segregate like that, and people will discriminate based on that stuff. I get it from both sides, though.
I need to be careful about
I'm curious about this. How do you get it from the black side?
Black people can be racist too.
Yeah. No. I understand that, but I guess what I'm just real curious about is oh man, how basically like what do they do towards you that's racist? Is it because you're not fully black? Is it the way you talk or
so? Oh, the way I talk is definitely a good example of it, because the way I talk is, I guess, called extremely white. You know, like if you had a phone call with me, you would assume that I'm a white dude. Probably. Same way with my dad, too. That's kind of funny because he's like completely black.
Yeah, but, I've seen your dad. He's a nice guy.
I don't have enough recent examples to really pull from that I can think of, but like, okay, so when I was in like second grade, I think it was second grade, I moved around a lot because my parents got divorced when I was young, right? So I went to this school in second grade, and it's the only time this ever happened to me, but this school was basically 99% black, and I was that 1%. When you're in an environment like that, you definitely can feel it. I mean, that was the only school that I ever got, like, really bullied in a way that I, like, remember. It sucked. But people discriminate regardless of who they are at the end of the day. Yeah. It sucks.
Do you want to know something else? The people can be racist against their own race as well, so.
Absolutely.
And from one thing I heard, like, it's extremely rude to tell someone that is, well, that's from what I heard from, like, someone who is in the same situation as you. And in their country, I think it was in another country before. He said that it was extremely rude for people that has both sides to be called a mixed or some shit like that. Like, it's extremely racist to say something like that.
Really?
And there are some cases where they would be called from either both sides as mixed race. I don't say the word just in case, because I don't want to, like, go on the territory.
Both, well, that, saying I'm mixed doesn't bother me at all. I mean, that's just...
No, not the word mixed. There's another word for it.
Mutt? Like mutt?
Or something like that?
I don't know if it's what you mean, but over here, it's, there's a word in French. There's a word in French.
Okay. Well, I think that... from both sides, and this could be for people that aren't mixed the same way that I am either. I mean, literally anybody that is mixed race, it's just a thing about, like, being accepted. But because there's racist people of every race and every gender. It just exists everywhere. Those types of people will not accept you regardless. In fact, and some of them hate mixed race people more, because you know, they'll think, like, you're like the Antichrist or something like that, because I have heard that before, unfortunately. Because, you know, you're mixing the races, they're gonna be like, I can't believe what your parents have done, you know.
But you know how I feel about all this. It's like, if you hate someone, sure, you can hate someone. That's an opinion. That's like, yeah, I don't like you. That's it. But you shut the fuck up in public. You, like, learn to hold yourself and, like, not, like, hating public. Like, don't care if you hate that guy. Just shut the fuck up. Just don't tell him. And don't be a racist in public. Definitely. And that's it. Shut up. Just shut up. No one wants to hear you.
Man, there was this one time I was with my grandpa. I was probably like 8 years old or something. And I was out with him, like, going to Walmart or something. And this random dude walked up and he started saying a bunch of shit to him. Because at first he, like, accused him of being a predator or something, because he didn't think that we were related, because he was white and I'm me. Mm. And then he's like, what the fuck, what do you mean you're that's your grandson? You really let your daughter do whatever? It's people suck, man.
Yeah,
that's really my viewpoint on it. Most people, or at least half of people, they suck. You gotta find the good ones.
Well, you see, where I started to be a bit more careful. It's, I have bad side to me. Like, what I say bad side is, like, I have, you know, in life you have your good points and your bad points. And that is, like, a good and a bad point at the same time, but mostly bad, because I think it's something that triggers me internally. And that is that, it's kind of weird to say, I don't like injustice. And that is a big problem for me, because it triggers me AF when I see something really not just happening in front of me.
So do you like Mortal Kombat? Because they're the same game.
I knew you were going to say this.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Was I supposed to talk more?
I don't know. You made a statement.
I made a dumb joke.
To be honest with you, I don't even know what that means.
A dumb joke?
No, no, no. The Mortal Kombat statement.
Injustice?
Oh.
You just understood. The point you said Mortal Kombat, I instantly felt like, ah. Oh.
I mean, they are the same game, just with a DC coat.
Yeah. And you get DC X Mortal Kombat when you...
That was a game. It was an interesting...
Yeah, I have one. I have it with me.
It was an okay first try.
I had fun. For what it was. I really need to try Injustice 2 just because, like, I got it for free or some shit like that, or, like, super cheap.
I actually have it, too, but I've never played it.
Never. Oh, I'd fuck you guys up.
I don't know about that.
No, I would fuck you guys.
All right, I've never played
Mortal Kombat or Injustice with you, though, so I don't know. I do know how to play that game, though.
I'm down to play Injustice 2 guys now.
I'm joking. I'm actually pretty bad at it.
Probably be down to try it.
No, I'm actually really bad
at it. All right, we have to try.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all have it. Even Jimmy has it.
Oh, nice. Mr. Crackcorn?
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, it was free.
It'd be interesting. We should invite him to one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Would he webcam, though? Free, yeah.
I think he would. He probably has one.
Is Jimmy, was that the one that you shared in that one time and it was him? Was that him doing the stand-up?
Yes. Did I show that?
You did show that. You showed it somewhere and I saw it.
Oh, I sent a video of it. Yeah, that was him. I went to school with him.
Was he trying to be a comedian?
I don't think necessarily. That was a talent show, though. I don't remember if he won it, but I think he should have. Because honestly, he did do pretty well.
Are you saying that because you're his friend and you feel like you have to say it, or?
No. I watched the whole thing, and I only remember that.
Oh, okay. That's a good sign, usually.
Yeah. And he had the crowd work going. People were cheering for him and everything. It was good. He's got balls of steel. He would walk around with 8 boxes on his head, like around the school and shit. It was pretty funny.
I don't know if I could walk around 8 boxes on my head. Were they like taped together? Or were they actually like individually 8 boxes?
You know, I don't know, but I think they might have been individual boxes. Actually, I'm pretty sure they were individual boxes because I think he did drop it a couple times. But he's a good dude. It'd be fun to have him on.
He seems like a good dude. He seems like he has his head on straight. And his dick out straight, you know what I mean? Like, he seems like a very straight dude, you know? Like, he seems like he knows exactly what to do, you know?
You know, sometimes the lines doesn't go straight, sometimes it goes like this, and...
Hey, sometimes I'm crooked, you know? I mean, not in that kind of way, but, you know, sometimes you don't always walk a straight line to get to the straight path, you know what I mean?
Exactly, like when the police tell you to go in straight line and again you're drunk.
What? Exactly. Have you guys seen those memes where it's like people having the cops pull over and they try and get their wallet as quick as possible. They get it out and make it look like it's a gun or something. And they're like, "Officer, I'm just trying to get my wallet for you." Have you guys seen those memes? That shit's hilarious, bro. The American police system.
I keep my my info above my head.
Oh, so you can just put your hands up when you need to?
No, like my car registration and shit.
Yeah.
In the thing that blocks the sun, the visor or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there, so I don't have to reach down for anything.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that, you know, you have to do stuff like that. I, for instance, can just, like, grab over the cross seat and not have to worry about anything. So, unfortunately.
I mean, that being said, I can cross the checkpoint no problem in and out of there in, like, a few seconds. For anybody that knows what a checkpoint is.
Oh, bro, but one time, whenever my ex and I started dating, I'm not sure if I told you the story before, but we're going from the cross point, right? From where you guys are back to where I live.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping, and they told me to wake up. Woke up, I was groggy, and they're checking us, and they literally asked me, they're like, "Hey, are you okay? Are you being kidnapped or something?" And I was like, "No, fool, I'm trying to go back home." And they're like, "You sure? Because it's not normal for you to be around a bunch of Mexicans." And I was like, "I know it's normal for me to be around a bunch of Mexicans. What the fuck?"
So, wow.
Yeah, that I was being kidnapped.
I know what a checkpoint is. It's where when you die, you respawn there, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Except for the American system, if you have white skin, you can go past it. But if you don't, then you have to keep respawning. Yeah,
it's crazy. I never saw one of those until I moved here.
Well, yeah, they don't want them. You know, they're taking our jobs, you know? They don't want them.
Totally. Totally happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen that Seinfeld episode? Taking our jobs, or was it? Oh, fuck, I can't do it right.
I probably have. Man, I miss Seinfeld. That was a good show.
It was South Park, sir. South Park.
Oh. I mean, that's an okay show.
That show is the best show alive ever.
The only South reason Park. Why I agree is that they're always up to date with their fucking jokes. Like, they're joking about stuff that are real. Like, for example, what was the thing I was watching? I remember watching a video yesterday. What was it about? It's not important really as a in terms of like video, but like most of the time it's like, well, like, yeah, South Park did a joke on that as well, and like the reason, you know, why it was.
I've got an interesting topic I don't think we've ever discussed before. What do you guys think about these shows that like exist for so long that they're just kind of like a zombie of what they once were? You know, I'm talking like, about South Park and The Simpsons, definitely, and Family Guy, all these things that are just like, they're still pumping out episodes, but like if you go and watch one of the new ones, it's like, what the fuck am I watching? It's just, it's not like what it was, you know?
What was it? Not the same as what it was? Sorry, I got distracted for a second.
Like Simpsons or Family Guy? I think both of those shows, or SpongeBob should probably be done airing.
Yeah.
But they just keep on pumping out more episodes.
Yeah, because I don't think they have SpongeBob better dead? Stuff to put on the TV.
What'd you say about SpongeBob?
Isn't that guy dead? The guy who made SpongeBob?
The guy that made SpongeBob's dead, but the show still is airing. And dude, I saw one of those new ones. It's so weird. It's like not, does not have the same energy that old SpongeBob did.
Man, the old SquarePants, huh?
SpongeBob used to be funny as fuck for what it was.
I never could watch SpongeBob. Every time I watched it, I had I never visited.
Damn.
I tried, bro. It was art. I just never could. I don't like SpongeBob. I never did. I think except the movie. The movie was so fucking good.
Huh.
That's the only one I
like,
liked.
There's like four movies, except all of them are in like CD.
Yeah. I remember watching the SquarePants movie. I think, was it the first movie? Was it the first one? Big action.
The first one was the one with the cart thingy.
I think it was the first one, yeah. Was it the one with the I am a man? No, 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 no. Some shit like that.
Yeah, that is the first one. See, that was like almost kind of where the series kind of died in a way. Or, you know, like The Simpsons. Like, I used to like The Simpsons a little bit, but nowadays it's a completely different show.
Yeah, man, they're not choking Bart Simpson anymore. Like, come on, man.
How dare they?
How dare they not show family violence?
But what do you guys think about those kinds of shows? Should they be ended? Like, what?
I mean, I still think South Park does funny stuff.
After, 35 seasons?
I'm not the type of really to watch TV. And I was in the past when we had the Teletoon, but that's it. YTV back in the days when they had anime on their schedule. But after that, when they didn't have any anime anymore, well, it was
I can throw One Piece in that list.
I'll say this. This is all I'll say. I'll say about sport. I think there's a, you know, in every genre of everything, I think there's a point to where creative freedom and expression starts to become a monetary, starts to shift to monetary ideology, right? So I think that when that happens, that's when we start to get into the decline of quality, you know, TV, games, stuff like that. So do I think, your question is, what do I think about TV shows that have been on for a long time? Well, let's look at some children's shows. We have Sesame Street. It's been on for 40, 50, 60 years, and it's still good quality. I don't feel like that's declined anywhere. I still think that after X amount of seasons, they still have quality, quality shows that still come out. What else is there that I still think has good quality shows that come out? I think
he's closer.
I think a perfect example would be The Walking Dead. How it turned completely shit and ass. You got Game of Thrones. They should have stopped where the book stopped. They became shit and ass because they wanted to stop. They want to stay on the hype train. I think it just depends on what's the motive behind making it. If there's still creative passion, then it'll still be good. But if there's not, then it's gonna be garbage.
I think the more they invested into doing the right thing and not rushing it, it's the best thing they can do. It's a bit like how I said, like, I hope they don't rush Sparking's rule. And if they do, like, okay, so what works and what doesn't work, and if they take the time to, like, it's a bit why the Witcher series just died off. Like, Henry Cavill wanted the series to follow a bit more like the book, and the series showrunner was like, no, we're doing our things now. And then they scratch up the, didn't want to listen to the author of the books or anything. So, yeah.
All right, hear me out. So, Call of Duty, this might be hit more with you guys.
Did you say Call of Booty?
Call of Duty. If we take, say Call of Duty takes a break for like 3 years and they don't release any new games, and they come back, and instead of getting Black Ops 5 or Modern Warfare 4, if I hope that they're not already on 4, I don't know, but instead of getting
next one, I think is the Black Ops.
They give you a new series or a new game instead of just making the same two over and over again. Would that be better or worse? Would you prefer that? Or do you just want the same slop over and over again?
So here we go. It's only because you brought up COD. So here we go. So they did try to make it different. There was a game called Advanced Warfare where it was completely different, right? So they already tried to go down the avenue of trying to be different. And what was the consensus on that? What did people do to tell the company when they made something different? They fucking hated it.
Now,
so
I don't mean different in the way that Advanced Warfare was, though. I just mean like not Black Ops and not Modern Warfare.
I don't think a name ties something to its creative freedom.
Thank you. That was about to say. Like, you... Either that is Black Ops, that is Modern Warfare, or whatever the name it is, as long as they take their time and do a good game, that's all. That's all that matters to me. And the problem is, like, they're rushing out games to make money, and, like, they unavailable all the other games before. Like, you can still buy, I think, Cold War and, like, Modern Warfare 1, but, like, what's the point? Everything that you unlock there is not necessarily in the next Modern Warfare 2 or whatever. Modern Warfare 3, I think we're at now. So it's like everything that was in Modern Warfare 1 was in Cold War and in Vanguard. And they were all in Warzone. But now Warzone got like kind of remake. So like you have access to the stuff of Modern Warfare 2 into 3. It's kind of fucked up.
Would you guys prefer for that series to just become some live service game like Warzone is, and just in that like in forever? Like, is that just it, or yeah, do you want?
I'd be fine
like,
with that.
It's already that.
Well, hold on. Like, well, don't forget he doesn't play COD, so he doesn't really know, right? So whenever we shoot him COD, so
it's already a trash game.
Well, COD's already a live service game that you're already. So, for instance, COD 2-3, everything you got from COD 2, like skins and everything, progression, moved over to COD 3, right? They're just selling you on the name and, you know, whatever else, you know. And it becomes live service because, like, for instance, we don't pay for maps anymore, right? All maps are free. That's subsidized by buying skins. So. You know, the people who well out is really helping the rest of the community if you think about it, because I think honestly, and people bitch about it, I think Call of Duty is in the best state it's ever been, honestly. You don't have to pay for, you know, what's one thing you're really paying for besides a new game, and that's it. You're only paying for a new game. You get all the maps for free that they bring out. They give you a bunch of new game modes. You get a bunch of free stuff for events.
You can pay in game for cosmetic. I mean, that I don't care, but I don't know, bro. I think they could do better.
So what about the campaigns? Does that still exist?
So yes, they exist still. This campaign. Well, so let's be real about it. The reason why this campaign was trash was because this game that just recently came out, number 3, or whatever part 3 is supposed to be, was supposed to be a standalone game. That was supposed to come out not last year, but this year, right? Because they said it going every two years. The person who owned it, who was, what's his name? Bobby, whatever his name is.
Bobby Kotick.
Bobby Kotick. He said, fuck that. He goes, they're going to go back on it. So the campaign's trash because literally... they were working on it for like 6 months to a year, and they're like, "Hey, push it out now." So I think when executives make the choices based on graphs is where the creative freedom dies, you know. So I think yes, there's people who like Call of Duty for campaign. I'm not one of them. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I'll play the campaign, but it's not like a core reason why I play it. But people will probably hate this take, but I think Call of Duty is in the best spot it's ever been in years.
So let me ask this then, because I'd like you guys said, and I said I don't play it, so I don't really know. But does that justify paying $70 for a new game if the campaign's the only difference and the campaign's shit?
Does that justify paying $70 for a new campaign? So no, it doesn't. That's the answer for sure. But how do you know the campaign's shit, right? Unless you play it. But actually, I was wrong. You get more than a campaign, right? You get all the new guns and you get whatever else comes with that. you know, any of the progressive new skins. So it is more than just, it is just more than the campaign. You know, people joke about it that Warzone is a real moneymaker, and you know, the base game is just to level up your guns.
Let's be honest. Warzone does make money. You know why? Because people that play Warzone still pay for the skins.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, like, the people who play Warzone, the people who buy the skins, pays for the people who play multiplayer. That's the reason why we get a bunch of new maps. That's why we get a bunch of events, because of people like that. It's like the same concept of people who play FIFA every year, right? You're playing the same game every year, but what's the only difference you're getting? Updated stats on characters?
I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's a really bad example in arguing in favor of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it was, I say FIFA's even worse, bro. I don't play FIFA, shit, dude. Didn't they, like, take away access to one of the years or something? And you, like, lost all your shit or something?
Yeah, but EA is just terrible in general.
Andrew, do you want to know the real reason why Bobby Kotick pushed Call of Duty to come out? It was his last year at the top of CEO. He wanted money, bro.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's all it is. So what I'm hoping is, what's his name? Bill Spencer, right? Is that his name?
Bob? Bill Spencer.
Phil Spencer. There you go. I'm hoping Phil Spencer, who now is head of it, allows the games to breathe a little more, right? There's this,
does,
like,
he really care? That's a real question.
I think he does care, because if he didn't care, he also wouldn't be having Activision make a new Guitar Hero. He's having Activision make a new Guitar Hero, like old school Guitar Hero. So, I mean, I think he cares about games. What if that's the reason why he bought Activision, was because he wanted a new Guitar Hero and they wouldn't fucking make one? Can you imagine that shit?
That would have been funny.
That'd be funny.
But no, I think he cares. I think he cares a lot more than most people care. I think he cares more about games than consoles, as he said before. He knows consoles don't sell. He knows game sales. But I can't. It's also hard to trust him whenever he overhypes Starfield, and Starfield is trash.
Yeah, and
he's done a good issue with Halo. It's so good to hear you say that.
It's been trash, bro. I just fuck with you. But yeah, no. I mean, it's just. But then again, it's also Bethesda doing the same formula in all their games, right? So it's just that creative freedom. I don't know. I think, honestly, out of all the games that have come out, that is in a long running series. So I'm not talking about, like, new series. I think Call of Duty is probably one of the better games, right? They fix issues on the fly when they need to be fixed. They listen. I feel like they listen to community.
No, that is a long-running series.
What
I was trying to say is, as games that are long-running series, they're the best ones. Because I'm not trying to include, like, Power World and stuff like that, right? Because those games are better, in my opinion, than Call of Duty.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I'm talking about stuff like, I don't know, what else? Like, Battlefield. I think Call of Duty is better than Battlefield. I think Call of Duty is better than, what else is long series?
Okay, what about, like, Mario, okay? Most of the time, they do something different every time.
Yeah, but they have that. How often do Mario games come out?
I think, like, every 2 years-ish?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years, exactly. So they have that time and space and breathing room in order to make a polished game. You know, they've already said games like Call of Duty, like World of Warcraft, you know, Activision for sure. By the time that new game's already out, they're already making another game. Like 100%. So by the time Bobby Kotick's influence in the games Activision made won't be seen until at least 2 more games. Because they've already, every game that's coming out that's been released this year and the next year, he's had his hand in. So it just sucks.
That's sad. Man, Activision games used to be good.
You know what I missed about Modern Warfare 2, the old one, and when they released Modern Warfare 2, I was kind of happy because there was some stuff that was nice, but in general, what I thought they would, like, get back were the co-op mission, the two-player co-op missions, with, like, the actual, like, scenario.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I like those. I like to like max out and do the max difficulty with my friend. I did 100% of those, and it's.
See, I was that, sad that it was I would not play there. COD with if that was a thing. I would play COD right there. There you go. That's how I feel about it too.
That's where my nostalgia goes, because like I still remember like trying to glitch a Mastodon on the ground, like in the house while my friend was killing them with the nuke tube.
That's why, like, the only time I ever once in a blue moon do play COD, I want to play zombies, because I'm, you know, I'm just chilling co-oping with a friend or something.
You would actually like the new zombies, honestly.
I don't know. I'm also just old-fashioned when it comes to COD, and I haven't cared much for zombies since Black Ops 1.
Well, the new zombies is like a team of three goes in, you complete a bunch of missions, and fight a bunch of zombies. I mean, it's pretty cool. I like it.
If you like Black Ops 1 zombie, why don't you like Black Ops 2 zombie? I was a big fan of Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 1.
I never played Black Ops 2. That was actually when I stopped playing COD. Although I have played a little bit of it, and I don't think I minded it.
You know what I think the best shooter series ever around is? And it's not Halo?
I wouldn't have said it was.
Bro, Gears of War.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say this for a sec. I was like, no, he's thinking
about this. I tried it. I don't really care. I think I like third-person shooters even less.
I think Gears of War's story was the only story that made me cry. Even really? Halo. Yeah, it's
until
really
the
good.
Fifth one. Let's be honest, the fifth one was trash.
What about Borderlands? You know, you like Borderlands?
There are some games that we don't discuss in the line of series. Like, we don't discuss Halo Infinite. And we don't discuss Halo 5. Okay, those are some games we don't talk about, okay? You know, the first three, even the first four are really good, right?
No, I think Gears of War... 4 is when it started going to go down.
Well, I think 4, if I'm not mistaken, I think 4 is when they got bought out, because after 3... Yes. After 3, they started making Fortnite.
The last game,
the same company that made Gears of War is the same company that is making Fortnite.
Wait, why Epic did you say made Halo? Gears of War?
Yes, Epic really? Games made Gears of War.
Why did you say Halo then?
What do you mean Halo? I
learned something new every
you
day.
Said
I
Halo.
No,
you didn't say Gears of War.
I didn't say Gears of War.
No, you said Halo.
No. He was talking about He was using Halo as an example of like how you ignore games, like just like how you were talking about COD. If you want to use COD as an example, people ignore Call of Duty Ghosts and Advanced Warfare.
Okay, so he meant that the fifth one was not the good one, but like the people left at 4. But he was referring to Halo. Okay, yeah. No, now I was talking about Halo. Okay. Like, the last one they did good was ODST. The ODST. Reach was the last one.
You know, Gears of War Judgment, have you guys ever played that? Probably not. Gears of War Judgment was made by a company called People Can Fly. Holy shit, that Gears of War felt fucking amazing. It felt like Call of Duty on steroids. It was just so good.
So you really think Gears is your favorite shooter?
Hell yeah, Gears, man. Gears is amazing, bro.
Have you played Borderlands? Just wondering.
Yeah, I played Borderlands. Borderlands is okay. I played all the Borderlands. Okay. Except for the newest one, actually. I think Borderlands 2 is probably the best out of the two I've played.
Eh.
I like the zombie DLC for that. That was really fucking fun. But I think what got me with it, the same thing that gets me with Destiny, is the randomization of loot, right? I don't... Mm. Like, it's fun, don't get me wrong, but I think after a while, picking up the same gun with just like slightly different stats is just kind of annoying.
I kind of like Destiny 1 too, actually.
I enjoyed Destiny 1. I super enjoyed at the beginning Destiny 2, and then the moment they switched to Steam, normally I would be happy. I was happy that they would go to Steam, but the company went downhill from there. I didn't like that. I did the story mode with one of my friends. We were super, like, we were having a lot of fun, and then we went like speed run, and yeah, we had a shit ton of fun. But after that, once they started pumping DLCs, forget that. Well, I stopped there. Trash. And for the I have a PTSD of Borderlands. The thing I like about Borderlands, mostly Borderlands 1 and 2, were the voice actors and the, like, how the story, like, how they made it. It was well made. It was super well made. Like, I feel like Borderlands 2 is going to be hard to, like, replace. The shoes are big to fill. Like, the Bojack. What's his name in English?
What are you talking about, Norse?
Is this his name in English?
Bojack Black?
Yeah, Bojack. Yeah, it's his name. Anyway, Handsome Jack. Oh, yeah. Handsome Jack. My bad. In French, it's Le Bojack. So just like Bo, it means beautiful. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's another word. Played this gun game in French first. So, yeah, but I guess I get tired pretty easily about like the type of game it is, like pretty repetitive, pretty like, oh, you loot, you get 10,000 loot, you sell most of it because like it's all trash, and then after that you try and find a legendary and then it's hard and then you're, it's like it's trash and then you're like, ugh. I don't know, it just feels so boring to me. And then I got a friend that abused me in the sense of like, he said, Come play. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. Fuck that. I never play this game again. And then I played the third one.
Damn.
And then I stopped. So, in terms of like story and the voice acting, it's 10 out of 10 till you get to the third one. That's another story. But the third one, I still had some kind of fun. Strangely, I did really enjoy Tina Tina Wonderland, the new one day that got released. I see a new one, but it's been a little while. Yeah, I was going to go there, but anyway. So yeah. Everything to say that I discover every day different games and different type of. We just get our stuff about ourselves. That's how life goes.
We really gotta go through and clean out our backlogs.
Backlogs of what?
Games.
Oh.
Games? What do you mean?
Like. Guarantee you've never played all the games you own on Steam.
Oh yeah, that makes me think. Hey, good thing I'm starting cleaning up my library in my Steam library. Okay, so this game that I have in my library, sadly because it cost me less to have the, for example, a Humble Bundle of that, and like I have a lot of other games that comes with it. But not necessarily games I would play, but it still costs less than just paying for the game or this game on sale. It did happen at some point. It was like $5 instead of like $50 and like. So yeah.
I definitely have a lot of games like that, but I do appreciate it sometimes because if I'm open to trying them, then there's always a chance that I'll end up liking something I didn't think I would.
Yeah. That's how I did like a couple of games. I mean, I started playing Dragon Age Origin. I'm still enjoying that game. It's old in the sense of like, there's some issues with the game. The game's crashing a lot, but it's a lot of fun. And like, I enjoy old games of, what was the company that did Dragon Age? And
isn't that an EA game?
It's the same that does the space game, playing a Shepard.
Have you played Inquisition yet?
No, I'm still good. The first game, but I'm almost done with the first game.
I think you will probably enjoy that one even more.
Why is that? I know a bit about the game, but I know there's multiplayer in the game.
It's newer.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It might fix some of the issues you have.
But, you know, we're at an hour. We're at an hour and 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's time to wrap up. So, thank you guys. Thank you for coming. It's super appreciated. We're going to see you guys soon enough on the next podcast. So, you guys take care, and we'll see you off to the next one.